Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Live, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. It's nice. It really is. It's, I want to call it 75. It's the low humidity that's just making it such a nice day. Not that I'm counting, but in less than 54 minutes, I will be departing the former plaque shack and sitting on my Arkadek deck, having not just a beverage, but a double beverage. It's been one of those days. Apparently, each of us get 4 bad days per month. And Jeremy pointed out correctly that I had done well to make it to the 22nd of the month before the day kind of went sideways. But I want to know, how do you calculate that? Because it says most people will know by 8:36 in the morning that it's going to be a bad day. I didn't know at that point. So I'll put it down on the list. Yeah, 72 and sunny. Well, you know, that's how it is in certain places, Germ. 72 and sunny all the time. Hey, Hampton City College has just spent $825,000. Well, let me rephrase that. The alumni of Hampden-Sydney College have just given $825,000 to build a state-of-the-art shooting range. Oh, how cool is that? I'm telling you right now, Hampden-Sydney is like the real deal. That is a good school. You know, Finn Lee went there. Finn is a friend, his family friend, and is now one of the big guys for the RNC for Central Virginia up into Northern Virginia, focusing on this campaign and making sure that it's safe and fair and all that other good stuff. And he is a very, very proud graduate of Hampden-Sydney. And in fact, I spoke at Hampden-Sydney for Young America's Foundation. Very, very cool. All right, you don't care about any of that, and I'm just sort of prattling on. So let me remind you in a couple of moments, 13 minutes to be exact-ish, I've got a pair of tickets for you to go and see KC and the Sunshine Band. They're going to be playing at Meadow Event Park, Doswell. Of course, that's the Atlantic Union Bank After Hours Concert Series. My buddy Matt Krieger puts that together. Surf Pro Pavilion. I got a bunch of stuff I need you to listen to, but before I do that, I have to share a quick text here on the chronic care of Richmond, Texas. Line 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, my kids and I love your show immensely. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. However, they have picked up a new phrase, damn fine carpentry. They say it all the time. When I try to stop them, they say, hey, Jeff Katz says it. Jeff, please let somebody else do that commercial. They can't stop saying, damn fine carpentry. Well, here's what you need to do, 804. You have to let them know that I am not saying what they think I'm saying. I'm not saying, damn fine carpentry. I'm saying, damn fine carpentry, because it's David A. Mangano, D-A-M. And far be it for me to raise anybody's children but my own, but I'm just thinking, if they spell it afterwards, right? They make it clear that they're doing just what Jeff is, because Jeff is not saying damn fine carpentry. He's saying damn fine carpentry, D-A-M. Maybe we let them get away with it. And by we, I mean you, because I can't take responsibility for anybody else's kids. 804, Pam says on the chronic care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. Jeff, the Dems are all about the headlines, not the facts. Well, that's true. Once it's out there, the damage is done. Nobody looks for the weak attempt at backpedaling or apologies. The term hit piece comes to mind. Absolutely. That's who the Democrats are in 2024. It's really a shame. Some of them have been squeezed out of their own party, and they are just too obstinate and stubborn to realize it. They won't go along. Oh, I'm still part of it. Yeah, you're really not. You're really not. And it's sad, but it's the way I felt with the Democrats myself many years ago. I got pushed out years ago. I guess I was just a little bit ahead of the curve. And before me was Ronald Reagan. 804 talking about Nancy Pelosi. What the hell is wrong with this demented 80-year-old woman clinging to power? Doesn't she know she's going to meet her maker soon? She should be repenting and apologizing right now. She, Nancy Pelosi, is holding on to power like she holds on to a wine glass. She is not going to let it go. Jeff, what does your friend Dr. Michael Brown think of Jewish leaders like Chuck Schumer and Bernie Sanders not standing up for Israel? I don't know. I mean, you heard Dr. Brown offer his opinion. And if you missed it, you really should head on over to newsradiowrva.com, newsradiowrva.com. I mean, listen to the whole thing. I can tell you that I look at somebody like Schumer. Look at Schumer. I look at Sanders. I look at Kamala Harris's husband, and I think, well, is the term gyno, is that proper? J-I-N-O? Jewish in name only? I mean, it seems a little extreme, but I can see how people would throw that around, perhaps. Did you notice the NPR piece? Oh, well, we're all about NPR, you know. So NPR did this piece on Kamala Harris's husband. And they just let him say, and he said the other night at their convention, well, you know, blah, 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 I was married, blah, 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 got a divorce, blah, 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 and now I'm with Kamala. Well, you left out all the good bits, dude. You were married for 19 years when you started messing with the nanny in the house. All right? You and the babysitter were getting it on, pal. And it wasn't that you got divorced. Your wife of 19 years said, hey, get out. She divorced you. Unbelievable. But, you know, who am I to say anything, right? I can't say anything. I'm just here. Yeah, all right. Jeff, you should explain the capital gains tax the way that Mark Levin did last night. Well, I didn't hear it, so what did he say? He says you buy a house for $200,000, the assessed value goes up to $500,000, so your gain is $300,000, which will be taxed on a 25% rate, even though you have not sold the house. Discussing and be happy. Well, I did the same thing. I said you bought Bitcoin for $1,000. It's the same thing. The value goes up, and Kamala Harris says, oh, well, we are going to tax you on that. She's calling it an unrealized capital gain. And it's, quote, unrealized because you never got it. How about somebody who does buy Bitcoin at $1,000? And I don't know what it's up to now. I'm just using numbers that I can understand. So you buy it for $1,000, and its value allegedly is now $1,500. Well, you're thinking that's pretty good, but you're not in the mood to sell it. You're going to hang on to it because you're sure it's going to go higher. But Kamala Harris says you owe the government taxes on the $500 or the $5,000 in the increase in value from $10,000 to $15,000. And you say, but I don't have that. And she says, we don't care. That is what we are calling an unrealized capital gain. Uh-huh. Well, what about when the value goes down? What if I buy it for $10,000 and now it's worth $5,000? Could I take that as a loss? No. Really, are there any other questions? Jeff, Kamala Harris has never actually got voted in for anything. She got a Senate seat because the senator stepped down before his term was finished. That's Jared in Mechanicsville. Yeah. 804, Jeff, you should make a correction to the race box to check for Kamala Harris. I think she would have to check the unknown box. No, I don't think that's true. I mean, her father is from Jamaica. Her mother is from India. Her father was a longtime Marxist professor at Stanford University. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just craziness. Jeff, Harris and the government should start taxing unrealized gains, but what will happen then to the gambling industry in Las Vegas? It'll put them out of business. After all, when gambling, all the money is unrealized gains. Okay, yeah, interesting. Interesting stuff. Hey, Dr. Keith Ablo is going to be here at the bottom of the hour, 5:33. My buddy John Reed, tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., will be joining us from Chicago. He is out there for the Democrats' National Convention. You're right. Right about now, you and I should not be talking. I shouldn't be having one of those four otherwise scheduled bad days of the month. I'm supposed to be in Israel as we speak, but that trip got canceled, unfortunately. Man, I just can't wait to go. Seriously. Oh, and Casey and the Sunshine Band, something else I want to go see. I love Casey and the Sunshine Band. And no, it's not even a guilty favorite, you know? It's not. It's just a favorite. I got a pair of tickets for you to go and see Casey and the Sunshine Band at Meadow Event Park in Doswell. 5:20, just a couple of minutes from now. It is 5:14. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com